Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
Hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we will be talking about Season 1, Episode 13, The Girl Who Has Everything. It always reminds me of The Little Mermaid. Is it just me or what? You let me know. We're live right now, so you could reach us at Supergirl Talk, one word, on Twitter and also on iTunes. And thank you so much for the subscribers. You guys freaking rock. I love it. Okay. I just wanted to give you that love. So call in if you're listening to 929-477-2786. You don't have to be super knowledgeable of the Supergirl universe. Just be a fan and call in. And it's just going to be us fans talking about this week's episode of Supergirl, The Girl Who Has Everything. All right, let's go to the callers from area code 239. Who is this? Is this the girl who has everything?
It's Matt the Legend who made it in time, saw Deadpool, and breaking news, saw Supergirl in the fucking Superman Smallville Fortress of Solitude.
Yep. It's crazy. They just released photos of Solitude, which is a upcoming episode of Supergirl. But, you know, we'll talk about that later, Matt. So did you watch The Girl Who Has Everything?
Hell yes. My friend John and I watched it, and we effing
Isn't it great?
Loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Justice League, the animated series, when that Mercy alien toxic thing was on Superman's chest, and Batman and Wonder Woman were trying to get it off him, but it was Kara and her friends, and I loved Alex kicking ass on Maxwell Lord, and geez, the scenes on Krypton were amazing, and then you see Kal-El, gosh, that was amazing. Hello?
All right, Matt, I'm back.
I lost you. Uh-oh.
I know. It was my phone. I'm so sorry. I
almost thought it was my phone again. Yeah, and then we saw...
No, you're good. You're good. Thanks for hanging out there. Hey, it's going to be a wacky night. You know, like you said, Deadpool came out, and also the new release of the Batman and versus Superman final trailer,
yeah.
As they're calling it.
Oh, by the way. I asked the managers at AMC if they're going to go see it. They go, nah, not my kind of thing.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Did you try?
Yeah, I go, are you kidding? I go, okay, I'm going to bring up you guys on my podcast tonight.
There you go. And here you are, man.
Yeah, they said, we're not interested in Batman versus Superman. Sorry. Deadpool was pretty darn good, though. Are we going to do Arrow talk as well, or are we saving that for tomorrow night?
Probably tomorrow. We're going to do Supergirl and The Flash tonight.
I love The Flash. The Flash was unbelievable.
Certainly. And then the upcoming episode of them merging, that's going to be awesome. Now,
yeah,
before we dive into the girl who has everything, Matt, how do you think they're going to meet? Do you think it's going to be in the same universe as The Flash, or do you think The Flash is going to another Earth?
I think The Flash is going to go to another Earth because, I mean, God, it was just so damn good. I mean, just seeing her there, I didn't even catch that. My friend John texted me and he goes, hey, Matt, did you catch Supergirl there? So I downloaded it, watched it again slowly because I have the PS3. I hit slow motion and I caught images of Supergirl, Green Arrow, the other Flash, John Wesley Smith's Flash, Aquaman, all of them. And then
Jonah Hex.
I can't believe, Jonah Hex. It was just so damn good. I mean, just her there.
The League of Superheroes also.
The Legion of Superheroes too. It was so good.
Yeah, Legion, But all right, cool. Okay,
awesome
so let me read the synopsis for this episode. That way you're familiar to what we are talking about. A mysterious planet known as Black Mercy places Kara in a dreamlike state that has her imagining that she is back on Krypton. Those were pretty cool scenes, right, Matt? The Krypton scenes?
I loved all the Krypton scenes.
It reminded me of very Man of Steel type of Krypton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I thought Kara was going to be all happy and all that, but, like, she was trying to remember where she was. I mean, geez, I thought it was going to be one of those, all those scenes on Krypton, but then they kept on going back to Dane Cat Grant. I mean, gosh, couldn't the whole episode been on Krypton? I mean, yeah, they were trying to help her. But
oh, that'd be great,
But, man, fucking Martian Manhunter, he was in full Justice League outfit. That was what was one of my other favorite scenes.
Yeah.
When
oh, my God. There's so many favorite moments. All right. So let me get back to thanks to the plot of Nan, of course, who is using Earth's technology to launch Myriad, which he and Astra are planning to use to wipe out the humanity. And then Alex, Hank, Wynn, Maxwell, and James are racing against time to save Kara, with Alex entering Kara's world to pull her out and bring Kara back to reality. When Kara comes back to
crazy.
As she seeks revenge on Nan and stops him, but Astra, who wanted Kara unharmed and upset with Nan, is killed by Alex before Astra could kill Hank, who fought her off as the Martian Manhunter. Pretty cool scene with Martian Manhunter, right?
Yes, that was so badass.
I love it.
Makes me wonder if he's in the Justice League, since now they're connected with the other Earth.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people are saying he should have his own spin-off show. How do you feel about that? Martian Manhunter series.
Yes, oh yes.
You would
I
like that?
I just can't imagine. Oh, yeah, but still, I think it's going to be so amazing when The Flash meets him. I mean, just seeing The Flash on at the DEO and then him seeing Kara's ship and then going, he takes a picture of Supergirl and going back to tell Cisco is going to geek out.
Yeah. Okay, and then it says, only to have Hank tell Kara that he killed Astra instead of Alex, who starts to feel guilty over this and whether she should tell Kara the truth. Nan vows revenge on Kara in the wake of Astra's death. Dun, 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 dun. All right, Matt.
That's what's going to bring the Flash. That's what's going to bring in the Flash later to help stop Nan, not Maxwell Lord. It's going to be Nan and the aliens.
Oh, interesting. That's very interesting.
That's my theory.
So, Matt, what were your favorite moments in this week's episode of the girl
I loved all of the Krypton scenes, and I thought that scene on Krypton was intense when Alex entered Krypton and then Kara almost put her in the Phantom Zone, and it wasn't all real.
Yeah.
And she tried to knock
some
sense
into
her.
We saw a young Kal-El. That was pretty cool, right?
I freaking yelled at the TV. I mean, I was...
That was awesome. Take my money. Here you go. Take my money.
I mean, we didn't even see Jor-El. I mean, come on. She was on Krypton. Why didn't we see
Jor-El? Can you imagine? Oh, they have to show them now.
God.
Now that they showed Kal-El.
Even they showed Astra. And then she goes up to her, "You did this to me." I mean, then she starts to snap out of the Argo fever. And then when she, that robot woke her up, made me think of Brainiac for a minute.
It did. That would be cool if there's a connection later on, right?
Yep. I hope there's a connection to Brainiac or to Darkseid later on
with
the Legion of Superheroes.
It's like, come on, guys.
Like,
let's start this.
Yeah, because also there's too much drama at CatCo. We need just more Supergirl action. I'm kind of getting sick and tired of crap with Cat Grant. Are you?
Yeah. Well, remember when Hank had a dress like Kara
cover
while she was in the dream
state?
I love
those scenes, too.
With the Black Mercy.
I love those scenes. Yeah, he had
those
to dress
great.
Up as Kara. That was funny.
She did good.
Did,
Actress Melissa did really well portraying two different types of Kara, one by herself and one with Hank.
Yeah, sucks. It's not new on Monday night. That sucks.
What do you mean?
It's the Grammy Awards on Monday night because it's President's Day.
Oh, right. It's a holiday. That makes sense.
Yeah, that sucks. Any word?
You know, the one little gripe that I have with Supergirl at the end, it's like the endings are always
too.
Like, dun, 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 we're done. I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell? I'm like,
I know.
Or they'll say, like, stay tuned for new scenes of Supergirl. And then sometimes they don't even
show
it. I'm like, well, what's going on here?
I'll have to wait till they promote it on YouTube until the next week's episode.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting. I mean, God. If they're going into the Fortress of
Solitude.
But
why won't they show it on TV,
Alex,
Matt?
I know, that sucks. Like, in 2 weeks, this is coming. That sucks.
Yeah, the next episode, as Matt is saying, it's called Truth, Justice, and the American Way. That's the title of the next episode of Supergirl. So next week we're going to have Monday off, so there won't be a Supergirl podcast next week. And the next one after this one will be airing on February 22nd. So we usually do the podcast on Wednesdays. So on it will be the 24th. So we'll be back on Supergirl on February 24th. Okay, so
you've
Matt,
been busy,
any other highlights that you enjoyed in this week's episode before I give you mine?
Well, I just can't believe Astra died and then she had a kindness to her heart that she actually turned out to love Kara at the end there, even though Nod is just a crazy son of a bitch.
He's an animal.
Psychopath there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the other callers tonight? Where's Joe from Krypton? Where's Chris from Kandor?
I don't know. I have no idea. You should text Joe. Don't you have Joe's number?
Yeah, I'll text Joe real quick.
Yeah, text him. All right, so I'm going to give you my favorite moments of this week's episode, The Girl Who Has Everything. I still hear, doesn't it sound like a Little Mermaid lyric, Matt?
Yeah.
The Girl Who Has Everything.
Yeah, it kind of does. It was a bit like the Little Mermaid too much.
Yeah, the Little
Mermaid.
I know.
It kind of was. She was in that bottle. Like,
exactly. Exactly. So my favorite moments were, of course, the Krypton scenes. Very futuristic. A lot of exteriors this time around. Very closely resembling the Man of Steel. I know it's totally not that, but it's kind of cool. They kind
of
gave
it
a lot
of
Earth tones.
Yeah.
It wasn't as cold as, you know, those ice planet Kryptons.
Yeah, I know. It actually did. Yeah, it was like the Man of Steel Krypton. In,
but
Supergirl,
a little bit more futuristic.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a bit futuristic. I like it when they do that. I wonder if they're going to show Krypton flashbacks. I hope they show a bit more Krypton in Batman versus
Superman.
Oh, I'm sure. Superman.
I'm so sure.
And doesn't he still have that key from Man of Steel and how he can build a new type of fortress getaway? Arc, the real fortress. I don't know why Zack Snyder didn't stick to the Arctic version that we know and love.
Yeah, well, it looks like we might be able to see one in Batman versus Superman.
That's good. His
Fortress of Solitude. So let's see. Let's give it a chance to see what he comes up with. All right, another favorite moment of mine is, of course, Martian Manhunter. He's a fan favorite right now.
Yes.
His scene when he's there to try to stop Astra on the rooftop where were they at? They were like at a satellite.
Place, they were
right?
At a big satellite station. Then Kara was lifting up
the
satellite,
and that's where the action took place. It was pretty cool to see Kara and Nan fight, and then we see Alex and Astra and Hank fighting. Pretty cool dynamic between the two. So those were my favorite scenes. Matt, what do you think is going to happen now that Nan vows to avenge Astra's death?
He's going to take over the world. He's going to find some way to put a virus in there. I think somehow what type of ship they're in or whatever they're in, whatever scenes they are in their
face.
Yeah,
do you think they're like what Zod had, like a world engine or something?
Yeah, I think Brainiac is in there.
That would be epic.
If the real Brainiac was in there. Do we want James Marsters to return as Brainiac?
No. We need another one. That's a little dated.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Do we?
What do you think? You want him back?
Not kind of sometimes, because I do go back and watch the old episodes of Smallville. And
he was good.
Did a great job.
Yeah, he was good.
By the way, I went to a Facebook page and I saw pictures of what the cast of Smallville looks like now. And Nanette O'Toole, man, she's an older lady now.
Oh, yeah.
Way older. I mean,
yeah,
the other cast looks great. Like Chloe, Clark, Lana. Let's see who else. Jonathan, Lionel.
Even Jonathan,
Whitney.
Yeah.
he looks good for his age. I mean, one of these guys can make an appearance on Arrow and Flash. I mean, come on. Justin Hartley can make an appearance
on
Arrow.
Come on, let's mix it up.
Yeah.
So let's now talk about the photo that you mentioned that you saw where we see Supergirl at the Fortress of Solitude. Give the audience a description of what that photo is, Matt.
It's where Kara and Alex go to Superman's Fortress of Solitude to get answers why this jailer is getting prisoners off Fort Roz, and they need help, I guess, from Jor-El in the episode.
Yep.
And it exactly looked like the Fortress of Solitude from Smallville, and I was geeking out when I saw that picture. I was so freaking geeking out when I saw those pictures, Jesus, and everybody, big Supergirl fans and Smallville fans, which I have a feeling when we see them into that fortress, it's going to be
Smallville
so much fun. If it's the Smallville fortress, I'm going to be going,
Because you know what? I hope when Kara goes to the Fortress of Solitude, I really do hope Supergirl says, hey, I want one of these instead of that man-made one where the room is.
I know.
You know, I'm like, no. That's the worst Fortress of Solitude ever.
Yeah, that is terrible. You don't get one in the some agency. No. Yeah. You don't get one at some dumb agency. And plus, I don't like the way how her mom just talked to her like that. I'm not allowed to give you that information. Like when Alex was trying to talk to her and saying, I'm not allowed to give you that information.
Yeah. So now she's talking to humans too? And how does Alex know English? Because what if they talk Kryptonian?
Yeah, that's like in the caves on Smallville. They don't talk in their native Kryptonian.
Exactly.
It's just,
I just want to point out really quick, Matt, for Supergirl, there's definitely some good news. There's an article on cinemablend.com. It says Supergirl is starting to show positive signs. And it shows that the ratings are going up. It increased 20% in viewership since last week. So it looks like the fans are coming back to watch Supergirl.
Yeah, tonight's Legends kind of was mixed up a bit in the episode. It wasn't not so good. It actually got leaked online a few days early.
Oh, interesting. So,
yeah.
So for Supergirl, it looks like, you know, it's starting to pan up as the ratings are growing each day, each week. Melissa is definitely our Supergirl. She is kicking ass. And you can tell she enjoys the part. And that's pretty awesome when you see the actors embracing and enjoying the part.
Yeah, she did great. I mean, she's so beautiful. She does it so good. I can't wait to see her and Grant.
All right, Matt, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hello, party people.
Hey. Hello, party people from Candor. How are you, sir?
Great.
All right. Well, say hello to your fans, Chris, because I know they are out there. Come on, give them love.
Hey, Tony, I'm late. Supergirl was amazing this week. So
yeah.
It was really cool. I liked it.
Give us your favorite moment of which stood out for you for the girl who has everything.
Actually, my favorite moment is the part where she was trying to walk with Kat, you know, the CEO, Martian Manhunter.
That was really cool. I like that part.
You know, she's trying to be so tough, and we brought the wrong coffee and things like
that.
Yeah, I like
that part
too. And you know, and Pat was like, "Wait a minute, who is this?" Who, you know, I like that. You know, they did that. And also, my favorite part was that. The family, you know what I mean? The chemistry they have all together, Jimmy, Wynn, Alex, and it was just so touching, you know? It was a really good moment. And
yeah.
I didn't want the aunt to die, too. So, yeah, I'm done.
No, those are definitely really fun moments. Another one. The blade that went through Astra, that was kind of like a Tron moment for me.
Yeah.
Tron?
The way it was glowing with the Krypton blade.
Yeah, that was kind of like Tron, but it was pretty darn good, though.
I didn't want her to die, though. I kind of feel it was still so hard to die.
Really?
Yeah.
I
mean,
the timing was right. I was starting to get annoyed. It was like, yes, I am your aunt. And I'm like, oh, come on.
She's getting old.
Well, I mean,
Astra was
kind of
getting
old. You can tell the feelings there, you know, some emotions between families. And we went back to save her from that thing. And, I mean, like I say, you know, they fought in the field. But behind closed doors, there's some feelings there. You know, my knees, some of your arms, and not still care. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, speaking of a fun episode, the upcoming Supergirl, where the mashup between the Flash races to Supergirl Central City in March. So are you guys excited for that crossover?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I can't wait.
The article states here on Geek.com, it says, the two most adorable superheroes will officially cross over this spring. The Flash star Grant Gustin will make his way to Supergirl to team up for an episode hitting on March 28th. Even though Flash airs on the CW, the Supergirl is a CBS show. Both are owned by Warner Brothers and produced by Warner Brothers Television. Both comic-based series also share creative input from Andrew Kranzberg and Greg Bertinelli. So who got off the ground? And there's a quote that says, We are so excited to announce something that we have dreamed of happening since we started making Supergirl. The Flash and Supergirl are teaming up, says executive producer Berlanti and Kreisberg, before thanking Gustin and the network and the fans. It is our pleasure and hope to create an episode worthy of everyone's enthusiasm and support. I mean, for an episode like this, why not make it 2 hours?
Right?
I know. Like last night's Flash.
Why
I
waste it on 1 hour? And
well,
it's really like 49 minutes.
I guess maybe they might do like one episode, like the way they do on Arrow, like one episode here on Supergirl and another one on The Flash.
I would love that.
I think that's what they're going to do.
I would love that.
But I think for The Flash, it's going to be the one going to Supergirl. So I'm thinking it's going to happen on Tuesday and then continue on Monday, on the following Monday week. You know,
see,
what I mean? Like,
you should be working for CBS and CW, Chris.
Yeah, quit
your day job and come over here to Hollywood and run it right.
I would love to do that in a bit.
I'd love to do that, too.
You too, man. Come on over and run the
TV booth. I know how it's going to happen because the Flash is stuck on the other side. They're going to try to make it back home. You know, and they're going to end up on Supergirl City, you know, on a different portal. And
or maybe Jay goes with them. Jay could go with them, and maybe at the DEO they have him. Or maybe
no,
Jay
I don't think they're going to go back and forth. I think it's going to be on the way Flash is making back to his timeline. They're going to accidentally get on a different portal or something. So I think that's how it's going to happen.
Be interesting. We shall see. We still have quite a bit. It is the weekend after
Batman versus Superman.
So it's going to be a DC weekend that week.
That week of DC episodes before Batman versus Superman, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But you know what sucks is, guys, is Legends of Tomorrow is new on Thursday night when Batman versus Superman comes out.
Really?
Oh, why would they do that? They know no one's going to be home.
Yeah, I know. Just put it on your DVR.
All right, cool. Well, I want to thank Matt from Florida and Chris from Canada for calling in on this Supergirl Talk podcast. I also want to thank the listeners of
what
the
about
podcast
Joe?
For downloading every week. Matt from
Joe.
Florida,
he
give us
call.
Your shout-out, sir.
Great podcast. Big fan. John and Matt of Supergirl. I want to give my friend John a big, epic shout out. He's a big fan of Supergirl.
All right, cool. What about you, Chris?
Hey, Supergirl kicked ass this week, and I cannot wait for next week and the crossover.
All right, cool. Thank you, Chris. We are doing the Flash Talk next. So if you're the fan of the Flash, head on over to the Flash Talk. Thank you very, very much. Have a good night.
Awake.